This drama piece is titled The Artwork. In this drama, teacher Florence faces a crisis at her school. Listen to how she uses her pupils' creativity and local materials to resolve the problem.
I'm so disappointed in that artist. Can you imagine that he has not been able to do anything on the work we gave him? I'm just confused. I don't know what we will present to the local government vice chairperson when she arrives tomorrow.
I know an artist who can produce it urgently, but at a higher price.
But we don't have much money to spend, Kwame. I have already made an advance payment to the other man.
I hope the vice chairperson will be taking round the classes, because I want her to visit my class.
Keep quiet, Florence. My friend, don't bring your distraction when others are making reasonable suggestions. Don't you realize we are in a crisis? The visitor will be here in 2 days.
It's all right. It's all right. Look, if we are not able to make out anything for her, then we just show her around the school. Yeah. It's just that it will be such a shame after all our planning. Honorable Vice Chairperson.
Yes.
This way leads to the science class.
Okay.
It would be nice if you will see it first.
All right. But wait a minute. I'd like to take a look at the artwork in this class.
All right, let's go in there.
They look really beautiful. Take a closer look.
Good afternoon, Ma.
Oh, good afternoon.
Children, all stand, greet.
Good afternoon, Ma.
Good afternoon, my children. How are you?
We are very well, thank you, Ma.
Wow, Mr. Titus, so this is a surprise, right?
I'm also surprised, too. Sit down, children.
And the artworks, these are beautiful. How were you able to come up with all these?
I think Teacher Florence will be in a better position to explain.
Well, these artworks were made by these pupils using local raw materials in honor of your visit, Ma.
Interesting.
This sculpture of Nelson Mandela, who is the children's hero of the month, was made with old newspapers and starch. And this ancient Egyptian pyramid was molded from clay.
Oh, you really have a lot of creative pupils here, I must confess.
Thank you, madam. Thank you.
Look at this calabash, Ma.
Oh, it has the map of Africa on it.
Yes, Ma. And the map was carved on it using a sharp knife.
Really?
Yes, Ma. But we have something special for you.
Is that right?
Permit me to call one of our pupils to make the presentation.
Ah, all right.
Asien, please, come.
Lovely children.
On behalf of all members of this class, our teacher, Miss Florence, it is my pleasure to present this to you, Ma.
Thank you very much. Let's see what it is. My portrait! Oh my, this is unbelievable!
The portrait was made by using needles and thread to trace out the lines on the photograph of yours.
I see.
After which, it was cut out following the thread lines.
This is really fantastic.
I'm glad you like it.
You know, some people would have been busy looking for renowned artist paintings to use instead of being creative with what is available.
Oh, dear.
I'm impressed. I'm very proud of you, children. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you so very much.
Thank you.
How can you celebrate your pupils' achievements? Have you displayed their work for other pupils in the school to see? Have you ever invited outside visitors to your school assembly? This drama was produced by the BBC World Service Trust in Nigeria for the TESSA website.